So noting is, much as it sounds actually, it's applying a note or a label to a thought or a feeling that arises in the mind. So usually in everyday life, we're so caught up in our thoughts and our feelings that we don't have any clarity, we don't have any awareness. So we tend to feel very overwhelmed. But when we're able to see it clearly, to apply a note or a label to it, it gives this feeling of space. We don't identify so strongly with it. So there's not, it doesn't feel quite so heavy, quite so serious. It feels a little bit lighter, if you like. But we need to apply noting in the right kind of way. To begin with, it's tempting to think that you have to try and catch every single thought. And so it's noting here and there. But it's not like that. It's only when you realize that your mind's actually wandered off that you've got completely distracted. And then it's like, oh, okay. Oh, that's thinking. Or, oh, that's feeling. And then gently coming back to the object of focus. Now, when I was taught this, I was always told to imagine that I had a crystal glass in one hand and a feather in the other. And it's as though you just want to gently brush the glass with the feather. Because otherwise, with noting, it can be kind of like, oh, okay, sadness, oh, anxiety, and bring the object back again. Instead, it's more really, really gentle, kind of, oh, okay, that's anxiety. And back to the object of focus. So it's very soft, very gentle. And when you apply that, and when you get more confident in applying that, it becomes a really, really useful technique. Whatever pack you're about to do, I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you back here soon. Hi, and welcome to the first 10 days of the Headspace Anxiety Pack. Now, no matter where you're starting with your level of anxiety, it may be that you experience very little at the moment and you're looking merely as a way sort of to prevent anxiety from arising in the future. It might be that you just experience little day-to-day worries every now and again. Or you might experience anxiety to the extent that it's really started to impact both you and your relationships, maybe even the experience of day-to-day life. No matter where you're starting from, it's really important to know that this exercise and this pack has been designed in such a way that it's designed to change your perception of anxiety. It's not designed to get rid of anxiety. There's no way you can get rid of anxiety. Anxiety is part of being human. It's part of the range of emotions that we have. It's how we can change the way we relate to it, how we can have a healthy relationship with it. So we don't get overwhelmed by it, and so we don't get caught up in all the anxiety-driven thoughts, if you like. If you experience a lot of anxiety, you'll know you can spend a lot of time in those thought patterns. This exercise shows you how to step out of that. It shows you how to create a little bit of space, so it's almost like anxiety is over there rather than kind of here. It's the difference between watching a storm from inside the house through the window and being out in the middle of the storm getting very, very wet in the wind. That's the difference in feeling you can experience. So it's a different kind of technique. It's a noting technique. I'll tell you more about that as we go. Make sure you've watched the video so you feel a bit more confident with that technique. And I'll see you back in a few days' time. Welcome to Headspace on Anxiety. Now, this particular exercise and technique builds very much on the foundation technique that you will have learned. So it's really important that you've learned that in full and that you feel comfortable and confident in applying that technique. Now, of course, anxiety means something different to everybody. For some people, anxiety in itself may sound a little too strong. It may just be more a sense of an undercurrent, sort of this background chatter, a bit of worry that's there and just feels a bit uncomfortable. For other people, anxiety may sound quite tame. It may be that you even experience sort of panic attacks or something, you know, really quite intense feelings of anxiety. But as far as the exercise itself goes, as far as this technique goes, doesn't really matter where you are on the scale, the same instructions apply. So it's really about creating a greater sense of space in the mind.
Long term, we're talking about changing our relationship with anxiety, changing our perspective with it. It's not about trying to get rid of anxiety. There's no way that we can get rid of anxiety. Anxiety is part of being human. You know, we have fear in the mind for a very good reason. Sometimes we need it. It's important. It's only when it starts to become quite troublesome, when we start to apply it to areas of our life where it's not necessary, where it's not helpful, and where it starts to become quite destructive in some way. That's when it becomes a problem. So that as a starting point is really, really important. It's not about getting rid of anxiety, it's about changing our relationship to it, being at ease with it, fundamentally being okay with anxiety when it arises in the mind, so that we don't buy into it, we don't kind of push away from it, we don't resist it. Instead, we're able to just watch it come and watch it go. And that is a really comfortable and really healthy place to be in relationship to anxiety. But for now, you can just take a moment to get yourself into a comfortable position. We're just going to set the exercise up in the usual way. And then I'm just going to introduce a second part to the exercise. So just take a moment to settle yourself, eyes open, and when you're ready, just taking some nice big deep breaths. And as you breathe out, just gently closing the eyes as you just settle into the different physical senses and as you settle into the space around you. So as usual, just scanning down through the body, bringing the mind into the body as you just start to become more aware of the physical sensations and that underlying mood. just as we did in the foundation exercise, just being clear in your motivation right at the beginning. This isn't about getting rid of anxiety, no matter how strong the temptation may be to think that. This is about changing the relationship. Not just for you, but also for those people around you as well. And when you've done that, when you've reminded yourself of that, just gently bringing the attention back to the breath, back to that rising and falling sensation. If the breath feels a little bit shallow, you struggle. Feel that sensation, then you can just place your hand either on your stomach or around the diaphragm. So just continuing to follow the breath in that way. If you prefer, you can count the breaths as they pass. There's no need to though, it's entirely up to you. Just being present with that physical sensation of the breath. And as soon as you realize that the mind has wandered off, which it will inevitably do, at some stage, I'd like you just to gently note or label whether you've been distracted by thinking or by feeling a physical sensation. So all you're going to do in that moment, that you realize you've been distracted, you realize the mind's wandered, in your mind you just say, oh, okay, thinking. Oh, okay. Feeling, and then gently bring the attention back again, that rising and falling sensation of the breath. So as soon as you realize the mind's wandered, just gently noting, thinking, feeling, and then back to the breath. As always, just give yourself a short while just to allow the mind complete freedom to do whatever it wants to do. And just bringing the attention back again now, back into the body. Back to that feeling of weight in the body, points of contact. Sounds, smells, just bringing the mind back into the physical senses, back into the space around you as you just gently open the eyes, taking a moment to appreciate that feeling of having stopped, to be clear how you feel right now. And just reminding yourself that as we go through this exercise, that the exercise and everyday life are not separate. It may feel very different right now, but the idea is to work towards a place where this really feels quite a seamless transition from one thing to the next. As always, be realistic. Know that this is a longer term move towards a sustainable sense of ease in the mind. This isn't some kind of quick fix strategy where overnight anxiety will disappear. That's what you're hoping, then this probably isn't the right exercise for you, or it needs sort of reframing somewhat. This is about a longer term approach. And as part of that approach, after each exercise, I'm going to give you just a small task each day. And that's equally as important, as much as possible, applying that to everyday life. But we'll begin that tomorrow. I'll see you then, back here for day 2.